following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Racing along at 2 miles an hour in a drive-through car wash. Sure, Goodyear tires are built to face it. All that soap. But storm chasers also use Goodyear tires for tracking tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. Would you seriously be okay with just car wash tires? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology, Chapter 32, Crying. Guys, don't cry. You may notice some glistening around a man's eyelids after a Gladiator movie, but those aren't tears. That's just his awesome leaking out. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Every weekday at 11, we buzz on in here and talk a little local, state, and national sports. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with me today on the program. And Wednesday means our Loper Link. In a few minutes, we'll talk with soccer coach John Mazner. We'll also talk baseball with head coach at Hastings College, Jim Bovey. We'll also talk with Dwayne Schmidt. Gosh, I just hope all this can get in. He's Kearney Catholic track coach. The Lou Platt Conference meet is supposed to be tomorrow. The GNAC meet is supposed to be tomorrow in Kearney, actually hosting it.
It's May. What would possibly prevent us from playing some outdoor sports? I mean, it's May.
It's going to be tough. We'll find out what's going on. As of now, UNK hosting the A districts for Kearney boys and girls, 4:30 and 6:30 today. And hopefully the weather kind of clears up here by mid-afternoon so that they can get those games. And I guess, Randy, if they are going to do anything with both teams coming in from the Lincoln metro area, they're going to have to make a fairly early call.
Yeah, and as it stands now, they're still playing. And remember, they're playing on turf, so they have a little bit of an advantage with that, but it's so they'd be able to play. But
we had the Grand Island game called off because of this exact weather.
Well, you get to a certain point. Yeah, once it starts getting slick, now you're losing the sanctity of the game. It wouldn't be a valid result if people are slipping and can't play defense and somebody scores a cheap goal. You don't want to do that because somebody slipped on what aren't very good playing conditions. And, you know, maybe Costa Rica had a point when they played the World Cup qualifier in a snowstorm in Denver. Maybe they have a point.
Okay, now let's get to one other question, because yesterday I said to Damon, how much of the NBA playoffs, how much of the NHL playoffs did you watch last night?
I didn't watch a whole lot last night, but I watched a little.
So we don't have to talk about it?
What's that?
We don't have to talk about it?
Well, you can talk about it if you want to.
The number one team has to go overtime at home on opening night.
You know, that's the nature of hockey, though, because hockey is always a tight game. It's always a tight game. How many 7-1 games are there in the NHL?
I wasn't even trying to lead you into an argument.
No, it's not
Are you kidding me?
No, that is the nature. You can outplay a team, and you can do the same thing in soccer. Coach Mazner can talk about that here in just a second. You can outplay a team and only win by a goal. You can be this far superior team. That's why they play a 5 or 7-game series to advance.
It's basketball?
Harder. Well, like the NBA, yes. That's one of the reasons why in the college game, in the Frozen Four, you can get that Cinderella story because you can be outplayed, not be the better team, and still come away with that win when you have that format for the tournament.
You know what else gets underway tomorrow? One of the great events in the state of Nebraska, the Cornhusker Trap Shoot begins tomorrow at Donovan. How would you like to shoot clay Ooh. Pigeons in this stuff?
Ooh, that would that be a little sore on the shoulder if your gun kicks at all in that cold. You know, as many times you're going to pull that trigger, that the cold is not what you really want to have in that event.
And a story I saw today, and I believe it's Hoppy, Frank Hoppy, maybe the greatest shooter in Nebraska history, passed at the age of 70. He's a Columbus native. We talked about Jack Van Berg, a Columbus native, yesterday on the show, one of the greatest trainers in the history of thoroughbred horse racing, and that'll probably be tied in. I guess just weird that you would have trap shooting kind of two stories in a month, let alone within a day of each other.
Yeah, just it. But that's the timing of things. And yeah, again, just your cold fingers. I mean, just the sensitivity you have to be a good trap shooter in the cold. And I understand you go hunting in the cold. I understand when the hunting season is, but doing it time after time after time, where one miss can make the difference, that's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Well, let's talk, and we've already covered just a wide variety of sports already here in the first couple minutes. Let's get into our local Link as we do on Wednesday, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Spring sports going on, but the spring also gives a chance for the fall sports to do things. The spring sports play in the fall, baseball, softball, mm-hmm, they always have mm-hmm. some things going on. And fall sports have their exhibitions in their spring work. And John Mazner, the head soccer coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, you know, I think this is officially the first time that we have talked to Coach and seen him since they got rid of that interim tag.
They erased that interim title there.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's nice not to have that interim tag.
did you feel – we asked you about this last fall. Do you want to – some guys are just filling in until they – you said, well, yeah, this would be an okay deal. Was there pressure on you last fall, now looking back, kind of a – prove yourself, make it or break it type of year?
Oh, just the mentality that I have, I think. You know, I don't necessarily think that, you know, I talked to John McBride and everyone with the athletic staff there, you know, responsible for hiring the coach. You know, I don't think that if we didn't do as well as we did, I still think that I would have had a real good chance. But just the mentality that I have is I'm competitive. I want to win. That's the way I was going into it. I wanted to have some success. We wound up having some success, and I was really happy with everything that went on and with the team and everything. So just real happy with how everything unfolded.
As that was going on, you always kind of, I don't want to say always looking over your shoulder, but it almost feels like there's like this axe hanging over your head. I mean, you can't really be comfortable in your own skin under those circumstances, can you?
Well, you know, I mean, I think any coach is under the same pressure. But, you know, with an interim tag, I guess you want to prove a little bit more so that you can definitely get that permanent status. And that's how I went into it, knowing that we were going to have – I was pretty confident right off the bat that we were going to do pretty well. And I got criticized a little bit for that. But but I just had confidence in the group and No, I'm just happy the way everything went, how everything unfolded.
I guess the first thing that it always occurs to me is how that would affect recruiting. You're going out trying to recruit with the interim tag now. Everybody knows, hey, you're going to be here a while. How's recruiting gone? You've had some kids that are coming in. Take me through everything that is recruiting right now.
Yeah, I mean, very excited about our future as a program. You know, I told the team a while back, after we were done with our season, I told them several times, even if we didn't bring in one person this next season, we would be twice as good as we were last year, because we know what we want to do now. We're used to each other. We're comfortable. We have the same goals. So, but we are bringing in right now. We have four good players that are coming in that are going to help us. Two goalkeepers, one from North Platte, one from Colorado. So now we'll have three very good goalkeepers, which is very important on a good team. We have a local girl, Courtney Hayden, coming in from Kearney High School. She's going to help us. She's kind of a wide player that can provide pretty good service. And now we have Emma Keel from Hastings, who's a very good defender. I've been watching her lately, and she's very good. She's going to come in and play for us, too. Jackie Paluchak is from North Platte, the goalkeeper, and Kristen Rossi from Colorado.
And this time of year, you have a lot of opportunities to go out there and watch the high school athletes playing. Talk a little bit about that continuing recruiting process, because you get to do that over the summer as well with all the club soccer that goes on.
Yeah, everyone asks me, you know, are you recruiting now? How's the recruiting going? You know, I think as a coach, a college coach, I think you're always recruiting. There's not a day that goes by that you don't think about or correspond or talk to people about players to try and, you know, upgrade your program and bring players in so that you can be successful. So I'm always talking to players, talking to people about players, and, you know, I think that's just the way most coaches operate, I would think.
Our Loper Link on this Wednesday with UNK soccer coach John Mazner. You guys do play a little bit in the fall, or in the spring, excuse me, in the spring season. It looks like it went pretty well. Tell the Loper fans out there how it did go.
Yeah, we set some goals for the spring. It went very well. We were 3-0-1, so undefeated with one tie through the spring. You know, we had some goals set as we went into the spring. We wanted to get healthy. We wanted to become closer as a group. And we wanted to progress on some of the things we were trying to do on the field during the fall. And then we also wanted to focus on our schoolwork and our studies because the spring is a little lighter than the fall. So I think we were able to do all those things. I was really happy with how the spring went and just really looking forward to this fall.
How do you approach it differently? Obviously, in the fall, it's all about winning. It's all about, you know, and some growth. Here, you're looking primarily at the growth. You still ended up being undefeated. But how do you play the game differently? How do you coach the game differently? How do you prepare differently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is different because it's not the regular season. Of course, every time you step on the field, you want to win. And that's what we want to do for sure, because I think that just creates a mentality that we want to have here. When you step on the field, you expect to win, you want to win, and you play to win, and that's what we do, and that's what we did this fall and this spring. But it is a little bit different, you know. Last preseason was sort of like a spring where you're trying to figure out where to play players, who can help you the most, where, and let everyone get a chance to show. It's similar with preseason. It's similar to the spring, and that's what we did. You know, everyone got their fair share of time, and everyone got to show, you know, how they progressed and what they can add to the team coming in the fall.
Loper soccer coach John Mazner with us here for another couple minutes on the Loper Link. Where were or are some holes that you're trying to fill in that you were specifically looking at this spring?
Well, we have four seniors that graduate, and we're bringing right now four players in. So that kind of looks on paper anyway that it looks like we're doing things right. But, you know, really, we're losing four seniors, and we have to give credit to those four seniors that they're the first four girls to start the program, go through the program, and graduate as UNK soccer players. You know, this will be our fifth season. We owe everything to those four girls, those four players. And, you know, we've told them that, and I think they understand how much we appreciate everything they've done. But obviously, we have Marissa Nide, who's our starting goalkeeper, that did really, really well. And we're bringing in two goalkeepers. We already have one goalkeeper that's a good goalkeeper, so we'll have three goalkeepers. And I'm really looking and talking to a few more girls, and hopefully we can get a couple to a few more girls to come even this year to help us get better. And so right now, things are going really well. And I think we've found some good pieces, and there's some more pieces even for this fall that we can bring in to really help us.
Is there an area that you really kind of feel, boy, we really, that's the one piece that's kind of missing that you're really emphasizing you got to go find?
Well, we needed the goalkeeper because our senior goalkeeper graduated. So we brought two goalkeepers in, so we've fixed that problem. And people ask me all the time, what are you looking for? What position do you want this year? And for sure, you have certain positions that you really need to fill. This year, we needed a goalkeeper. You always need a goal scorer. You need a really good midfielders, and obviously, you need good defenders. So I tell people all the time, we're looking for good soccer players, you know. If you're a good soccer player, usually the good soccer players are a little bit versatile. and they can play in a few different spots. So my main goal is to find good soccer players, bring them in, people that can fit well with our program and help us be successful. You know, if they need to adjust and play a different position than maybe they're used to, that happens all the time. It happened last fall with our team, and, you know, it always happens. So the main goal is to bring in good soccer players. We do have specific positions that we want, and we'll focus on those and bring those types of players in when we need them.
Of course, this time of the year when things really slow down and school is out with graduation this Friday, all the programs are looking at camps, and you've got your sets of camps, and you can find some kids sometimes through camps, and you can help teams get better. Tell us about the camps that are coming up for UNK Soccer.
Yeah, I'm really excited about my first year of camps here with UNK Soccer. You know, we've got five different camps: 2 weeks in Kearney, a week in Hastings, 1 week in Broken Bow, and 1 week in North Platte. You can find all that information on lopercamps.com, and actually register and pay online and everything through my online camps. That's been great. My camps are good for all ages, boys and girls. The only one that's specific to girls only is the college ID camp that I'll do here July 17th and 18th. We've got a real good response so far. Some good players from all over the region and country coming to that already. It is limited to the first 48 girls that sign up, but that is a place where, you know, I can really take a look at players that think they're interested in coming to UNK, or even just players that want to play college soccer. It's a good chance to come in and see what a college soccer environment would be like, and play against some good competition.
And they won't have to practice in crap like this?
Well, it'd probably be real hot.
How important is this? Obviously, you're looking for talent. How much of this is developing talent as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, you want to bring in the best players that you can possibly bring in, obviously, but they're still very young. They're coming from all different systems, different coaching styles, different levels. So you bring all these people in, and you hope that you do a good job, that you can bring in people that are going to fit well together and have good chemistry. So far, I think our team chemistry is excellent, and the girls that we're bringing in, I think, are going to fit in really well and help us.
Well, it's about the development. I mean, you're
right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So you want to bring these players in, but obviously, while they're here, they're still young, and you're developing them for sure. I mean, you know, you never even in a professional environment on a professional team, when you come in, you know, you're not done growing. I don't think you're ever done growing in life, no matter what you're doing in business or whatever. So, you come into a college program and you're very young. Hopefully, you know, you're a good soccer player, but for sure you can grow. And the best coaches bring those players together and keep them growing together.
Well, we are looking for some high school soccer today. College soccer is in good hands here at UNK. Folks, if you haven't got a chance, or if you don't know a lot about Coach Mazner, because the program still is in its infancy stages, and the second coach at UNK, great resume, which you can check out his accomplishments at loper.com. And if you send your kids to these camps, I'm just telling you, you're going to have to travel quite a ways to find the experience that Coach Mazner has. And, Coach, we appreciate you coming in on the show today. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. I'm looking forward to the game today. Kearney High School, they're 11-4 against Omaha West Side. The girls I'm talking about, the boys play after. Kearney High boys always do well. But really excited for Kearney High girls soccer team that's doing really well this year. Hopefully they can win and get into state for the first time in a while. You know, I worked with them for the last few years, so pretty close to the coaches and the players there, and really excited for them. They're playing really well, and you know, there's a lot of talent right here in this area, in this region, and I've been watching a lot of players that could come in and really help us. So I'm really excited about the future of the program, and looking forward to a good game today. You say it's perfect weather for soccer. It's true. This weather is perfect. You can run all day when it's nice and cool like this, so it should be a great game.
You don't want to be slipping and sliding out there, though. That's why you don't want that.
Perfect would be just a slide over. Hey, John, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Let's take a look at a few of the other things that are going on since we last talked. Baseball and softball season came to an end, and we did have, obviously, Damon Day in on Tuesdays. And they they fell short. And again, you can look at it as you want. They needed all three, just like Southwest Baptist did, to get in and leave Fort Hays State out. And they dropped the first one. Maybe it's easier to play after that. They did win the next two. But their first season, both of them in the Loper softball team, finished on a high note as well, winning against Lindenwood. So they finished with that winning feeling, but yet this is as early as the programs have been done in quite some time.
Oh, it's been a long time since the baseball team wasn't moving on to that next step. But, you know, they had a tough schedule. They had injuries, tough schedule, getting used to a new conference.
Your coach out.
I kind of am. Well, but he's right. And for them to finish one game out is pretty good, not as good as they wanted. And they certainly, it was there for the taking, but it's still a pretty solid first effort in the new conference.
And as we continue with our Loper links throughout the month here, and I'm sure we'll have Athletic Director McBride on again, and track is still going in full swing here as Tanner Fruits named the Athlete of the Week. He broke at the Drake Relays, one of the most prestigious meets in the country every year. He broke a school record in the 5,000 that had held for 38 years, and he broke it by 12 seconds. Now, again, this 14 minutes, 14 seconds, that's a long race, but congratulations to him. Track still going. The Lopers looking very good with the track. And it'll be interesting to talk to some of the people, MIAA now, year one in the books, and we get ready for year two. And each coach has some of the same things to say about the conference, and then each sport has a little something different. Anna Summers, golf, the men have qualified as a team for the regionals, and she has qualified individually for the regionals in St. Joseph, Missouri, which is coming up. And volleyball finished up, football a couple of weeks ago with spring ball. So
it's always a learning curve. I think we've become an expert on that because Nebraska recently is joined the new conference. I think the second year was a little bit more comfortable than the first year. I think the same thing is going to be true for UNK. I think the second year for all the sports, you're just going to be a little bit more comfortable knowing who your competition is, kind of the style of ball that they play, all that stuff. I think gets better the second year, and they're figuring out what it takes to be successful in the conference, and that takes you know the basics of winning, but the little nuances of how every conference is different, you can only learn that by doing it.
And all-conference tennis came out. The Lopers, who haven't been making the regionals with Coach Salisbury, they just miss out just on the outside looking in. So the tennis season comes to an end for that crew as well. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Talk a little high school track with Kearney Catholic's Dwayne Schmidt and college baseball with Hastings' Jim Bovey, plus more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
This Mother's Day, send the mom in your life delicious, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. These sweet berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey topping, and covered with chocolate chips, crushed almonds, and a decorative swizzle. Plus, radio listeners can double the berries for just $10 more. Show mom how much you appreciate her love and hard work. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in the password SCORE. Don't wait, order now. That's berries.com, passcode SCORE.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up.
Take us on the run, baby. Download the Android app from the Google Play Store and get connected with Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. No more post-sunset or pre-sunrise fade. We're loud and digitally clear. Log into the Google Play Store. Type in ESPN Superstation to find and download to your mobile. ESPN Superstation on your iPhone, too.
We'll see a mix of rain, sleet, and snow around the area as we continue through the day today. With any sleet and snow accumulation, staying at a coating around an inch in spots as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 30s. Tonight, we'll head back to 30 for a low. Right now, it's 34.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It occurs to me, and we've been talking about TNL and their hydrostatic pivots for a long time here, as good as they are. And I smiled as I was on the road this weekend and saw a brand new one in the field. So I thought somebody's got the right idea here. But it has occurred to me, I was going to say, will you need them this year?
Oh yeah,
you're going to need them more than ever. You won't have any time. To mess up your crops this year, because not like last year when you could get in the field early and then maybe we got burned out a little bit by the heat over the summer, they're going to be late getting into the field this year. So you want to make sure and have everything you need, and that means TNL Irrigation's pivot system is there for you. Constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots. Over time, it causes breakdowns, lost time, and money. So make that change to a hydrostatically powered TNL pivot from TNL Irrigation. Most importantly, it makes life easier on you, puts more money in your pocket, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. The choice is simple with a hydrostatically powered pivot from TNL Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works, and it's easier on you for a lifetime. Discover the difference by visiting your local TNL dealer or go online at TLIRR.com. We just keep rolling the guests in today.
I want to ask, can you run in snowshoes? Because, I'm going to ask a track guy if whether or not you can run in snowshoes.
Well, I suppose you could. We've had a try this year.
A couple times, anyway.
Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach, is in with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bush. Cut of the Lou Platt Conference meet is scheduled for tomorrow in Ord. If they don't go, the backup day is Saturday, and it looks like Saturday will definitely be good enough to run. But obviously, everybody would like to go tomorrow in decent enough conditions, because districts is next week. Let's start with the same question everybody wants to know. Is your team and all or most track teams okay right now, even though they haven't had maybe as much competition or the same schedule as you would like?
Oh, I guess we're all in the same boat. That's one factor, but not really. I mean, we have a lot of questions with some of the kids that we want to do, and we're fortunate enough to have the Gibbon meet that was postponed earlier in the year moved to Monday. Had a great day for that, and we were able to experiment with some kids, and we found out some things, and now our heads are spinning trying to figure out what we're going to do. So I think a lot of schools are in that same boat. You know, if you had an injury early on and then you want to get the kids running, and all of a sudden these meets are getting canceled and then they're without meets. So you don't know truly what kind of times they can run or distance they can throw or whatever. So it does have a factor.
What are some things that you normally learn at track meets that you haven't had the chance to kind of learn?
Well, here's one of the things that, you know, like our boys, we feel like we got some very good distance runners. We got seven or eight. Very capable kids, and some of them returning, so we knew what they could do. Well, all of a sudden, you know, that, like, for instance, at Gibbon on Monday, we had a sophomore kid that run an outstanding 800 time that we didn't even know he could do that. Earlier in the year, we didn't have the opportunity to get them in meets or weren't able to experiment with kids with the meets getting canceled. And then we lost the star relays, and that's a meet where you run, you know, we could run 2 4x8 relays and have a little better feel of some of the younger kids. But we lost that meet. We lost the Lexington meet. When that Lexington meet takes place, we send, I'd say, more of the varsity or the upper kids to that one, and we send the other ones to Gibbon and gives them opportunity to compete. We lost that. We lost the freshman-sophomore meet this year because of the weather. And then we actually, after losing all those meets, we entered in the Adams Central Quadrangular, which would have been really nice because they'll allow you to put 6 kids in the event.
Well, that one got canceled too. So here we are, you know, down to conference is about the only meet we, well, conference and districts is what we got left. So hopefully we know what's going on by now.
Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about conference. If I'm keeping up to date and looking right, it's at Ord, and Ord is looking very good. A lot of people have talked about Kearney Catholic girls maybe being the favorite to win the state, and it's kind of a little bit like wrestling. Sometimes you got the big hitters, and we know you've got Kaylin Brannigan, and you've got the defending champ in the 100, Michaela Mestel, and you've got a whole bunch of girls that can pop a lot of points, maybe whether it's at the conference meet or at the district meet or at the state meet. But who are the favorites in the conference meet this week?
Well, you definitely have to look at Ord, both boys and girls. And last week we were at their Invitational, and they did win them. Ord is very tough both, and, you know, Adams Central is always very strong too, and I think we'll be up there. And Donovan Trumbull's got a pretty nice team this year, so it could be interesting. But, you know, the one thing, I've had a lot of people ask me this throughout the years, and you know, it's like, how come you guys don't win very many meets? And we got a lot of good kids, but we don't run our kids to death during the season. And that's, you know, last week when we went up to Ord, you know, I think we could have won it. I was surprised we won the Gibbon meet. Kaylin Brannigan only did two events. Paige Herbert only did two events. You stick them in four events, and we win by another 40 points, you know. And that's kind of been the case all year. And I that's where your depth comes in. You know, you're going to win meets from having a lot of depth, and that's what Ord does. But I just don't believe in running our kids, especially our jumpers and stuff. They jump one meet, and then they'll take a meet off, and then maybe come back and just do one out of the two jumps, and just to try to save their legs so we can prevent injuries and have them ready for the end of the year. And that's what we look at. You know, we're going into this meet, conference meet, and we want to win it. I mean, that's our goal, is to win conference, win district, and win state, and both boys and girls. And that's what we're trying to get at.
Handicap the boys meet for us as well, and how you guys shape up on the boys side.
That'll be a much closer, I think. I think the girls are going to be two team race between us and Ord, but I think the boys will be a lot closer. But we're excited about that. Like, again, we have, you know, we're a Class C school, small, and Kearney High's got some great milers and two milers up there and stuff. And, you know, they got kids that run 4:25s in the mile, which is outstanding. But we at Kearney Catholic have seven kids that can run their 5-minute mile. And so we've got a lot of depth in that area. It gives us strong relays, our 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8 relays. But we've got kids that won't even be participating on them. That'll be in the open 8, open 16, open 32, and hopefully give us points. We got a lot of good jumpers. We hope to score in that area as well. So I think it'll be exciting. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be fun.
One thing I've also noticed is that, and you can talk about Ord, I know they're boys with Andrew Fields. He pretty much dominates the distance races. It seems like maybe all of these teams are getting their points in different spots. Adams Central is always tough, like for the boys or even the girls, in the weights, the shots, the discus, and things like that. Kearney Catholic, especially the girls, you're good in the hurdles and the sprints. Can you find me one or two events here in the conference meet that should be just extremely competitive outside of maybe your own girls or your own boys running against each other or any other school doing that? I know from the Central Nebraska track championships, the top triple jumpers on the boys were from Loup City and St. Paul and from the conference. So I know that's one. Is there a couple others?
Yeah, that is correct. Distance races with Andrew Fields. Obviously, he's a great runner for Ord, and we think we got two or three that are very tough. So I think you're looking at the distance for the boys. Girl-wise, I think the hurdle race is going to be outstanding with Brannigan, but Ord's got two outstanding hurdlers as well. In fact, we ran at the meet Friday there, and three of the top five girls in the state were running against each other in 300 hurdles. We got a second girl that's awfully good as well, so I think that'll be good races. Relays, you know, Ravanna's 4x1, our 4x1, Ord's 4x1, they've all run very close times. I think that's going to be fun to watch, too.
How's the strategy at this point? I mean, obviously being a conference champion is kind of important. You kind of mentioned that you start kind of going every other meet, you know, for people so they don't get kind of injured. Is that kind of out the door now? Are you kind of going to come out with all the guns a-blazing at the conference meet and obviously at the district meet?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, basically what we do is we get down towards the end of the year, our conference, the way we set up our runners, the conference is probably the same events that are going to do at district, and then we'll get a good feel for that. But yes, we'll have all of our kids will be in four events or three, whatever events that they're willing to run and stuff. And we try to still load up some of the relays and maybe stick a kid here or there in it to place in it just so that we can get points. But yeah, we gear towards this, and we want the kids ready. A lot of times, and I know I've done this in the past too, you know, the jumpers, you know, they might only take two jumps. You know, if they're a foot, 2 foot ahead of a second place jumper, then I'm saying you're done. Wait, you know, save yourself for the rest of the day and save yourself for next week. But, you know, it's one thing that we look at with the kids. You know, we want them to be able to, okay, you got to come back and run this race, and you got to come back and run this one. That's what it's going to be like at district. So we want to get them in that mindset.
Dwayne Schmidt with us, Kearney Catholic track coach, for another couple minutes. I want to ask you a couple of questions here. First, both of the district meets, and we will be at Southern Valley next week. That's where Kearney Catholic is, along with Ravenna, and we'll run that down next week. We'll talk about that. I've noticed, and then in the Class D, we're going to go up to Loup City. That's where we'll be with Amherst and Pleasanton and that crew. I'm interested in your thoughts, because both of them are playing or doing all the field events before the running events begin. I guess, surprises me in this day and age where the NSAA pretty much tells you what you have to do, that at the district meets, it appears to be up, is it up to the coaches, the district meet? It's not always that way. Sometimes they run one set, run that first set of prelims, and just kind of keep things going. How do you prefer it, and how does that decision get made?
That is a great question, and that's something that I actually wish the state would do. I wish they would say, okay, this is how the districts are going to be run. This is the time we start. Some start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Some don't start till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of times there's a difference in weather. So I wish they kind of had a uniform start. I like it when they run the field events. The first session started at like 10 o'clock, and then at 12 o'clock you run your preliminary events of your running events. Then you take that break, you come back, run the second session, you have an hour and a half field events, and then you come back and run your finals. I like it kind of split up like that. It is tough when you have a kid that is trying to run and do a field event at the same time, so I do like it when they have the opportunity. I mean, let's face it, we're trying to get kids to qualify for state, and we want to make it fair for everybody. We want to give them an equal opportunity. So if one kid's got to run an event and you know, the hurdles, and is trying to long jump at the same time, you know, they're running back and forth, and that could have a factor.
And the second thing I want to know is the same question that every track fan has been asking since the day Caitlin Brannigan came to Kearney Catholic. I know you've decided, so what have you decided with the 100 tomorrow, and what will be her events? Because I think we're pretty knowledgeable about what you're going to do with the rest of the kids. How do you stack your 4x1? What are you doing with Brannigan? Can you fill us in on what her events will be?
Well, I suppose I can give out the secrets, Doug. But no, you know, obviously she's going to be doing both hurdles, and more than likely she'll be doing the 100 and 200. We did have her run the 400 at Ord last week, and more or less for training, and she ran a 58, the state leading time. So, you know, what do we do now? And actually at Gibbon on Monday, you know, we contemplated on putting her on our 4x1 relay before, but obviously with her speed, you know, we were actually looking at maybe trying to set the state record with that, with having three out of the four coming back from last year's state win in 4x1. Didn't happen. Monday at Gibbon, we run our three regular kids and then a freshman girl on it, and we run a 50.8, which is a state leading 0.2 seconds off our school record, and that's without Brannigan on it. So we feel really good there. So no, she won't be running the relay. She'll be doing four individual events. I'm not totally sure on what all four will be, but probably the 100, 200, and then both hurdles.
And again, are you going to roll the dice putting three girls in the 100?
I think not. I think we will split that up. I'm not sure whether it be Paige or Michaela running the 100, but whichever one does that, the other one will be doing the 200. Them two will both be doing the long and triple jump, and then the 4x1 relay.
How would you like to make that decision, Randy? The defending state champion in the 100 may be doing other events.
Well, she's actually, we look at times pretty closely, and she's sitting actually second in the state in the 200 now with what she ran, and Paige is very capable of doing that too, and they're both very capable of doing well in the 100. So yeah, it's a you know, we're banging our heads against the wall.
Tough problem to have.
But, you know, we got a lot of other kids, too. That's, you know, I had a freshman girl that we haven't been able, of course, a lot of meets getting canceled, but she long jumped, went 16-9. You know, she's sitting eighth in the state right now. We got three girls sitting top eight in the state in the long jump, two in the triple, and three in the 100, and three in the 200. And so, yeah, sometimes you have to come down with some tough decisions, but we'll see.
Let's just keep everybody healthy. There's some good athletes in the Lou Platt Conference, some good athletes in the area, and we'll see you next week at Southern Valley. And hopefully all goes well for the teams at the Lou Platt Conference.
Is there a temperature that we're kind of looking at tomorrow? If it's colder than this, we're not going to do it because you're afraid of those pulled muscles in the cold?
I would say temperature isn't the biggest factor as if it's wet. The thing is, you know, if they get a couple inches of snow tonight, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, kids are going to be starting camp out at 9. You know, the ground is wet and you got snow on the ground. It's just hard to stretch and warm up and find them types of places to do that. So, of course, Derry's pretty tough up at Ord. You know, he's a wrestling coach, so he might say, who cares, and we'll go with it.
We haven't quite got the dome built up there.
Yeah, I know. But they got a nice facility, and they do a great job with it. I'm excited to go back up there. So,
all right, Schmitty. Well, thanks for coming in, and have fun in God's country.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Dwayne Schmidt. He is the head track coach at Kearney Catholic. Again, the Lou Platt meet is tomorrow. Also, the GNAC meet is at Kearney tomorrow. Let's face it, though, Randy. Kearney, again, prohibitive favorite.
Oh, yeah. And depth. And Dwayne talked about it a little bit. He's got that depth on the girls' side. And Ord's got depth on both boys and girls for the Lou Platt Conference. But the depth for Kearney High, that's what does it year in and year out for them, is just that overall depth. They've got contributors for points everywhere, all up and down. It's several times during that streak where they were so dominant, their track team finished first and their field team finished second in terms of the team standing. So, and it all boils down to that depth.
Yesterday, the Heartland Athletic Conference meet was run and competed in Lincoln. Grand Island wins the boys, followed by Fremont and Lincoln North Star. Lincoln Southwest won the girls, followed by Lincoln East, and Grand Island finished in fifth. High school golf, Overton won the Fort Kearney Conference by a couple shots over Elm Creek. Shad Wellman of Elwood was the medalist with a 76. Riley Reinertsen wins the Grand Island Central Catholic Invitational. The Gibbon Buffalo shot 71, six shots better than Lucas Gross Nicholas of Aurora. Gibbon wins the team title with a 317, followed by Aurora, St. Cecilia Northwest, and Adams Central. Kearney Catholic was eighth yesterday, and the golf districts are just a couple of weeks away. Kearney tennis, they beat Scottsbluff and North Platte yesterday, and a milestone for Jaden Trimble, her 100th career win, so congratulations to her. And we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back and talk a little Hastings College baseball with Coach Jim Bovee after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. It's not only what we do at work, but how we do it that makes the difference. Our flow of information needs to be ongoing, collaborative, time efficient. Whether we're working at the office or on the go, ShareFile helps you do all of that easily and securely. ShareFile by Citrix seamlessly integrates into your daily routine, no matter where you are, from any mobile device. With ShareFile, files of almost any size are sent as secure links. You receive notifications when they're opened, and files can be password protected for ultimate control. Plus, you can set up shared folders for easy collaboration with clients or coworkers. ShareFile will change the way you work. To help get you started, how about a special 30-day free trial offer? No obligation. To get the special offer, go to ShareFile.com today, click on the mic, top of the homepage, and enter my first name, Colin. That's ShareFile.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of rain, sleet, and snow around the area as we continue through the day today. With any sleet and snow accumulation, staying at a coating around an inch in spots as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 30s. Tonight, we'll head back to 30 for a low. Right now, it's 34.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, Jump Shots for John going on this Friday at Lynn Farrell Arena. It's a benefit basketball game between the Husker athletes and Hastings College. The event is in honor of a Lincoln police officer, John Clark, former Husker football player, was a member of LPD's K-9 unit and SWAT team. All proceeds will benefit his wife and children. He has three of those. And this autograph session and dinner with the Huskers is at 5:30. The game is at 7:30, going on at Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings on Friday night. So if you get a chance, check that out, and you can go to the Hastings College website as well. Well, I don't know how they'll do it. They always do. They always find a way. But GPAC baseball and softball is supposed to begin tomorrow. Softball in Sioux City. Hastings, the number one seed. Baseball at the best facilities in Hastings. And Coach Jim Bovey joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Are we going to play tomorrow?
Well, I think we're going to play at some point tomorrow. I don't know that 9 o'clock in the morning looks very realistic right now, but we're going to meet here with Coy Wester with the GPAC noon here and try to figure out what our best strategy for tomorrow is. And it has to be done by Saturday at midnight, so we got a little window, but you can't play 15 games in 12 hours, so we'll have to see what happens.
What are contingency plans? I know that this isn't the first time that weather has affected a conference tournament. Is there a chance it could go single elimination? Do they move them all to seven innings, a little bit of both? What has happened in the past?
Well, our schedule calls for eight games tomorrow, all seven innings. If we don't get all eight in, then we'll try to play as many as we can Friday, and we'll move all those to seven innings also. If we would get to Saturday, if we have league bylaws that say we'll play an 18 single elim, and if we get to noon on Saturday, then we'll play a 16 single elim, and if we get to three, we're going to play a 14, et cetera. Now, I think Friday we're going to be able to play. It's just a matter of how soon we're going to be able to play tomorrow. And the problem is we're not going to know until we wake up because the forecasts for snow are anywhere from 1 inch to 5 inch, depending on which service you like following. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern, but I think today we're going to try to make a decision what's really the earliest, given the forecast and the forecast of temperatures, which really makes sense for a start time tomorrow. Because if we're going to play at 9 a.m., we have to make a decision awful early in terms of batting practice, getting the tarp off, getting people here, et cetera.
Jim Bovey joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. And I guess you'll have to fill me in on this. Is there other options, or are there other options? Is there more than one field they can play on at Smith, or is Duncan in one field at Smith the most that you guys can get done?
Well, yeah, we're probably limited pretty much to Duncan and Smith. But, I mean, that's a better situation than most people have. I mean, at least we got two fields that get playable fairly quickly. You know, the problem is we're one group trying to get two fields ready, and we get great help from the city, but it's still hard to supervise two fields. It's hard because one field might be ready sooner than the other, and then does your schedule go unbalanced? that type of thing. But I think looking at the weather in the rest of the GPAC, you know, I think our best bet is we're going to have to wait it out and play here as soon as we can. And I think some of our administrators are hoping we don't get a call from Sioux City later today and say, can we move the softball down there also? Because that would really stretch us, but it could happen. It's happened before.
Oh, joy, joy. Well, let's talk about your baseball team. Had to work over the last week of the season to get into the conference tournament, and you did. You're as the number 7 seed, and your first game will be against Doan. Talk about the way you've played here the last couple of weeks.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. We were 2-7 in the league at one point, and so to go 7-4 down the stretch with the offensive numbers we put up, that's pretty amazing. You know, we won a 1-0 game. We won 3 2-1s. We won 3 3-2s in the league. And so really, even though our overall record is not gaudy by any means, I really feel pretty good about how we played compared to our potential. You know, who knows what's going to happen when you host. You don't know if you're just relieved to make it. And is that going to mean we're going to play better, or does that mean we pretty much run the string out? Who knows? But I think Doan's a tough matchup because they got great pitching, but I also think it's a good matchup because they're the one team I think will get our guys' attention more than any other just because of the rivalry between the two schools.
Jim, what's different for you guys? You know, as you said, you started 2-7 and then 7-4. It wasn't like the hitting just suddenly took off. You guys have been batting pretty steady the whole season. What's different in that stretch? It can't just simply be just winning tight games, can it? What are some things you're doing maybe a little bit better down the stretch?
Well, I think defensively, we've played a little better. I mean, we still seem to have one game a weekend where the defense really gets away from us, but I guess maybe that's better to have three really good games and one poor defensive game. Getting Addison Ives back in the bullpen has really helped. You know, he struggled with some health issues early in the year, and getting him back, I think, has really helped us in terms of winning some close games. And, of course, once you start winning a close game or two, your kids start thinking they can. And like you said, we're not a great hitting team by any means, but we're starting to get some timely hits. So we were out here, I don't know if you guys are aware, but we got the new lights here at Duncan this weekend. And we've taken the old light towers down, and they were out taking the old light towers down during a practice, and the foreman of the crew comes to me and says, I'm really sorry. I want to get these down as quick as we can. Is this going to be a problem? And I told him, hey, I've seen these guys hit. There's no problem. You're going to be fine out there. So, our numbers are not much better, but I think our numbers at crucial times might be better, both defensively and hitting-wise.
Well, one gentleman that has stepped up, and he's picked up a Player of the Week honor here, is Brent. Tell us a little bit about how he's been playing, and has it been a light bulb? He's your leading hitter on the season, but really he's played well down the stretch too.
He has. You know, he came in, and last year as a freshman kind of surprised us, and you know, we hit him low in the order last year, but did a pretty good job for us. And we were thinking he was going to be a fifth or sixth guy in the order for us this year with some power, but maybe a little inconsistent in terms of average. And really had a good year. You know, I think he's around 350 or so hitting. Kind of been the big guy for us in the three holes. Had a number of game-winning hits for us in some of these tight games. So he has really come on nicely for us. And we have a good depth at our catching position. So we've been able to play him some at first base and give us some offensive numbers there. So he does a little catching and does a little first base for us. And we just look at ways to try to keep him in the lineup.
Coach, Northwestern has already wrapped up a spot in the national tournament, and if some team other than them wins the tournament or finishes second, they get the other automatic bid. Does that really open things up for you, especially since they're on the other side of the bracket as being the number 7 seed?
Well, I think it could. I mean, I think on paper, Doan and Morningside are really the teams to beat. I think they have more ability than the rest of us. But, you know, anything can happen in a tournament like this. And if you get to Saturday, you know, if Hastings and Northwestern are the only teams left Saturday, that's an awful good situation for us because you know you're going somewhere. But it's a unique deal because, again, you don't know if Northwestern is going to play better or worse already having it wrapped up. You know, 2 years ago we were in this situation and we actually played pretty well in the tournament, even though it does have a little influence on how you handle your pitching. I still think on paper Doan is the team to beat just because they have a deeper pitching staff than anybody else. But obviously, you know, like they say in the NBA, the series starts when a road team wins. I guess in a tournament like this, once there's an upset, that's when the tournament really starts. So if Hastings or Dakota Wesleyan or Midland can pull off an upset in the first round, I think that really is going to perk up everybody's attention in the tournament.
Last minute here with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who gets the ball tomorrow for you?
We're going to go with Jeremy Williams in game one. You know, he has started game one every weekend for us in the conference, and he did face Doan. The first game of the year got beat 4-1. I think at college sometimes we make too big a deal out of who's faced who. You know, in the majors, they don't care, you know, if somebody's faced somebody. When it's their turn to throw, it's their turn to throw. And so that's kind of the approach we're using. If we lose that game, we're going to go with John LeMaster in the second game. You know, he's given up one earned run his last 12 innings. He leads us in wins. We can't get eliminated and not throw him. I mean, you got to run him out there at some point. If we win that game, since John is a position guy, we'll probably hold off a day with him and go with AJ Fructo from Grand Island in the second game. So we feel pretty good about those three guys giving us a chance to win. And then last week, Tyler Stender threw a great fourth start for us. So we feel like we have an option if we get that far. We're just hoping that Friday we're still around and worrying about it.
All right, Jim, so do we. Mike will have the call on 1230 AM KHAS of every Hastings College Bronco baseball game. And, Jim, we wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Good luck, Jim. Jim Bovey, head coach, Hastings College Baseball, our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. The Kentucky Derby draws today. Gino Bucola of the TVG Network among our guests tomorrow. Are you a Kentucky Derby watcher? That's our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, obviously, I am. Yes, Randall?
I love the DVR. I love it, and it is custom made for the Derby because it's a 2-minute race, and they have coverage for 9.5 hours, and I can find the race, get that little build up, the, you know, when they're walking out of the paddock and get going, and then you can watch it. Yeah, I'll probably end up watching it.
I'm into it. I think folks know that. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, we talk more horse racing than we do NASCAR on this radio show, and I guess that's up to the host from time to time. But we do talk minimally about some sports and more about others. But I think horse racing is a huge sport with the Fauna Park.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just look at
yeah.
the crowds. I know there's thousands of people that enjoy horse racing. Our poll question yesterday, of course, we had the A's-Angels game that went 19 innings and took 6 hours and 32 minutes to play. Randy, I know the answer from you. Would you stay for the entirety of a game that long?
I paid full price for the ticket. I am not leaving until I know how this thing ends.
No matter what.
You can't say no matter what. You know, if I got to go to a wedding somewhere.
No, work the next morning. Work the next morning.
If it's, we're only talking work, I can. There's a little Red Bull. I'll be able to survive. If it's up to me, I'd stay.
Would you stay for the entirety of the game? 54% said no. 46% said yes in a close vote. You can always vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Listen up, my friends. This commercial's got some real stopping power. This May, NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with a purchase of qualifying brake products. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions, so you can stop on a dime, rain or shine. So hurry, or should I say stop, into your local NAPA Auto Parts Store or Auto Care Center. Visit NAPA online for details. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer.
The greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Animal Kingdom wins the derby.
Mind that bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
Super Saver wins the derby.
Big round bounding home to a convincing win in the Run for the Roses.
And up to life, I'll have another. Wins the derby.
Kentucky Derby 139. This Saturday.
Coverage begins at 4 right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of rain, sleet, and snow around the area as we continue through the day today. With any sleet and snow accumulation, staying at a coating around an inch in spots as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the 30s. Tonight, we'll head back to 30 for a low. Right now, it's 34.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of sports, including some Kentucky Derby talk with Gino Bacola of the TVG Network. We're going to talk with Sean Callahan. Interesting article from Steve Sipple in the Lincoln Journal-Star today, but not necessarily. It's Sip commenting on another article out there written. And, of course, I had it right here in front of me and can't find it. Here it is.
Alzheimer's.
Here it is.
Awful.
Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass recently wrote that football is dead in America.
No.
Going the route that saying he's not saying that it's because of he's saying it's going to become parents not having their kids play football anymore.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I just think it's too ingrained in the American psyche. When I was in junior high, okay, and paper was just invented when this happened, there was actually a story written by Jim Underwood from Sports Illustrated, and it was called Death of the American Game. And I did a report for my English class about football and about the health concerns with football and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this was in the late 70s, early 80s when Death of an American Game was printed. So the idea that football is going to go away, that I just don't see it. I just don't see it. It's just much too popular.
Cass predicts for the near future, he thinks football, especially on the professional level, will be relegated to the pile of trash sports. He thinks it'll be played in third-rate arenas by people with face tattoos.
No. There might still be face tattoos, but it won't be in third-rate arenas. The NFL is not going away. It is incredibly popular. People want to emulate what they see there. You are going to have some parents who do not want their kids playing, but they're going to continue to make advances in how they make sure that people don't get concussions. They'll never get rid of it completely, but they're making enough strides that this is a flash in the pan, this level of concern that we have about the concussions. I think long-term the more we understand, I think the less fearful we're going to become of it, because right now it's the boogeyman. The more we learn about how to prevent it and how to treat it and how we can prevent it and the rule changes, I think that our concerns are going to start feeling better down the road instead of worse.
Here's what it says from John Cass of the Chicago Tribune. He says, What will finish football are the parents of future players. Every day he writes, more American parents decide against sending their kids into the football meat grinder. He doesn't offer stats of how many parents have made such a decision at this time. But it'll be interesting, and Sipple's article is about what that would do to the state of Nebraska, as we've talked about before.
Well, you got to keep in mind a couple of things, that while a percentage of parents are going to allow their kids to play, that percentage might dwindle. We might have a fewer percentage, but population continues to grow. We're a country of 300 million. We're still going to have more high school football players in the country because of our population growth than we had high school football players in the country in the 1950s. You're following my line of thinking here? I mean, the percentage is going to change. We're still going to have plenty of players out there that are going to be able to fill high school, college, and NFL rosters.
That want to play.
Yeah. I mean, the percentage, to a certain extent, he's right. I think a percentage of parents that allow their kids to play, that percentage will dwindle, but our overall population is increasing. We're not going to run out of players anytime soon.
I didn't play football, and look at my head.
well, they could expect there a few things. So.
Hey, folks, the Midway Auto dealerships are there for you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. May is here, and may you stop by or Think Midway to check things out online. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way, and you can see them at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Maybe it's not time for a brand new vehicle. They still have a great selection, as always, of low-mile, certified, pre-owned vehicles in stock. They've got almost every year, every make, every model. If they don't, you can tell them what you want. They'll find it for you. And when you are working with Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you are working with the best in the business. Maybe you just need an oil change. Get in and out in 30 minutes with their quick lube. You don't even need an appointment. If you need a ride back to work or home, they'll take care of that. Or if you just want to wait there in the lounge with the wireless internet, the cappuccino machine, television, it's a comfortable lounge that you can get work done there or just relax while they work on your vehicle. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Just kick back. Let them take care of it. Just kick back.
That's what it should be.
Yeah,
especially on a day like this.
Oh, yeah. What I think there's chili in my future.
Jaden Schwartz. Well, I can't believe Schmidt didn't bring treats today. Jaden Schwartz was the two-star guy in the Kings-Blues game last night.
Had a solid game. Yeah, played well.
Former Tri-City Stormer.
Yeah. He's having a nice start to his NHL career.
Who did you pick? We didn't even fill out a bracket yet, which I think you can fill out a bracket around here at any time.
I have the Blackhawks. They're just better. They're just better than everybody. I went kind of chalk in the in that end of the bracket, and in the East, I kind of went, not quite as chalk. I had Rangers and Leafs in the conference final. And I can't remember. I think I ended up
New
with
York,
Rangers.
The New York Rangers. New York.
So I think it could be good for the Big Six, which would be great for hockey. If the original six make it into the Stanley Cup Finals, that is great for hockey.
Well, I'm just looking at some of the teams that maybe like the Rangers, like the Red Wings that aren't the favored teams in their series.
Yeah, well, and again, it'd be a little bit of a stretch, but that always happens in the NHL. I mean, the team that won it last year barely got in, barely edged out the Avalanche for that final spot in the West, and then the LA Kings got hot, got great goaltending down the stretch, and off we go, and they win the whole thing. But I think the Blackhawks are just better than everybody else, that much better.
I'll reveal my selections a little bit later on.
After you give it some thought.
The playoff scenario. But three games in the NHL tonight. Toronto at Boston, the Islanders at Pittsburgh, San Jose at Vancouver. For some reason, 2 days into the Stanley Cup playoffs, there will still be two series that haven't started. At least the NBA gets that right. Boston at New York, Atlanta at Indiana, and Houston at Oklahoma City going on tonight. Good job by the Omaha Beef. Good publicity stunt.
Great stunt.
Good publicity stunt offering Tim Tebow a contract. Shatrice White, Shelby Rising City, joins Brooke Kissinger Minden, both going to Illinois. I've got a whole lot more that at some point I'm going to talk about that on this show. You cannot tell me that them playing together with the Cornhusker Shooting Stars and ending up at Illinois together. I mean,
no, it can't be a fluke.
Yeah, I mean, so there has to be a little something there. But we wish both of them the best of luck. Kearney High District Soccer, Foster Field today. The girls at 4:30 against Westside. The boys at 6:30 against Papio South. And the Grand Island boys play Lincoln North Star tonight at home. Best of luck to all the teams. And
stay warm.
Man, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We want to thank our guest today, Jim Bovey, Hastings College baseball coach, John Mazner. He is the head soccer coach at UNK, and Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach. Stay warm, folks. See you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.